Marcus.
LFA TV family, good evening, Based Americans. You are now watching Based America, your favorite, truly politically incorrect, extremely politically incorrect show here on LFA TV. My name is Drew Hernandez. I am your host. If you guys are new, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, and please share the transmission absolutely everywhere right now. Get the link out there. Get the link out there right now. We appreciate all of you and your participation in this Intel war on a daily basis. With that said, right now or after the show, go to LFATV.us. Support LFA TV right now. Support LFA TV right now and into the future by building truly independent alternative media systems outside of the mainstream fake news, outside of the mainstream propaganda, outside of the woke right cuckery that is not willing to say what needs to be said. Right now, go leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time or recurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Get in the game. And if you have, thank you. Continue to support. While you're there, check out the official LFA TV merch store. Check out the exclusive LFA TV flannels. The exclusive LFA TV flannels. Check out all the merch. Check out all the products. All the proceeds go to directly funding the operation known as LFA TV. Coordinates, LFATV.us. Good to see all my Based Americans in the chat. We got RA620 in the chat. MPCV in the chat, R-Star-77 in the chat, Katusha in the chat, Salty Debbie in the chat, Asphalt_Cowboy in the chat, Based Americans, Twilight Zone 2030 in the chat, Patriotic Lady 39 in the chat, Based Americans, locked and loaded and ready to go. Here we go. All right, good to see every single one of you guys. Good to see all of my Based Americans in the chat. Good to see all of my Based Americans in the chat. I talked a little bit about this last night on Drew Hernandez Live. I talked a little bit about this because this obvious smear campaign that's being run on President Trump, yet just another one, right? Yet just another one, as always. Yet just another one, as always. Oh, and by the way, before we begin, special announcement. I want to invite you guys to tune in tonight to Drew Hernandez Live, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez Live at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. We have special guest Roger Stone. Roger Stone will be on DH Live tonight. He will be tapping into the transmission. Roger Stone will be joining me tonight. You do not want to miss this conversation. There's so many questions that I have for Roger, and he will be breaking down all of the critical election intel, Mar-a-Lago raid revelation intel tonight. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. The link is in the chat. Katusha will be on the transmission. Drew Hernandez live tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Link is in the chat. With that said, I've been telling people that they will continue to run very advanced psyops. They won't stop with their lies. We're debunking their lies on a daily basis. However, lies do stick. This is why we must be operating in wisdom and discernment, really navigating these dark waters, right? We're like 12,000, right? We are thousands of feet under the Atlantic Ocean, where sunlight does not anywhere near make it to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. We are in Titanic territory. That's where the United States of America is. that's where we are. We're navigating through those dark waters. And this is why we need God. This is why we need his word. This is why we need his light. This is why we need his light. And make sure you check out Drew Hernandez Live, or you can watch the rebroadcast in the morning. But that show definitely is not for everybody. It's a late night show. It is. We streamed to what, about, was it like 3-4 in the morning last night? We get based over there, so good to see you guys. But anyways, but this is why you need to navigate with wisdom, right? This is why you need to be very particular with how you are moving within these spaces, because we are dealing with an entity that will pluck anything. If you give them the slightest amount of ammunition, they will use that against you with no hesitation. Okay, they will use that against you with absolutely no hesitation. And so, I mean, the Democrat Party is running with this. The Biden administration is running with this. And they are clearly using it to pump their narrative that Trump is Hitler. They are clearly using this to further pump that narrative that Trump is Hitler and MAGA are Nazis. And so, and to be honest with you guys, this whole Trump is Hitler and MAGA are Nazis narrative is absolutely out of date. It's out of date. It's cringe. And to be honest with you guys, they need to come up with something new at this point. They really do. I'm actually bored at this point, to be honest. But unfortunately, there will be millions of retards out there that buy into this. Unfortunately, there will be millions of retards out there that will buy into this. Unfortunately. Unified Reich. Hoax exposed. Latest anti-Trump media attack. Dead on arrival. Mainstream media, Democrat politicians, and anti-Trump rhinos simultaneously pushed a misleading hit piece against presidential frontrunner Donald J. Trump this week. From Joe Biden to Kamala Harris and nearly every other major news outlet, the entire establishment claimed the Trump campaign used Hitlerian language in a recent advertisement. ABC News told viewers Trump was, quote, under fire for a video he posted on social media that used language from Nazi Germany. Now, this has been debunked multiple times, but however, we need to continue to debunk this. You can't just do it once and think it goes away, because they continue to pour on this narrative over and over and over again. It's too exhaust you. The news report claimed that Trump's video contained references to Nazi Germany and Hitler. Let's take a look at this clip from ABC News. Let's take a look at how they start to psyop the general public.
Former president is under fire for a video he posted on social media that used language from Nazi Germany. The latest in a series of anti-Semitic and authoritarian statements from Trump and his campaign. Rachel Scott has the story. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, George, good morning to you. It is normal, of course, for presidential candidates to share videos with their vision for the country. It is not normal for those videos to have references to Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler. The Trump campaign tells us this morning that this was a video that was shared by a staffer while the former president was in court, saying that staffer missed the reference. But as of this morning, that video has not been taken down.
Former President Donald Trump sparking backlash this morning after a video posted to his social media account seemingly suggests there will be a unified Reich if he wins the 2024 election.
Donald Trump wins. What's next for America?
Those words are largely associated with Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, another name for his Nazi regime. The 30-second video features hypothetical newspaper articles of Trump celebrating a victory in November. That phrase appearing three times, including under the headline, "What's
strength significantly increased by the creation of a unified Reich." Now, I'm going to explain what this all is. Let's see if the mainstream news, ABC News, will break this down for us.
Next, for America. It includes references to World War I, citing German industrial...
Trump did post this, but we're going to break this down.
Strength.
And he did delete it. I think they deleted it at this point.
References to World War I, citing German industrial strength and peace through strength. Another headline suggesting Trump would reject globalists, a phrase often used by the far right as an anti-Semitic slur.
Yeah. The term globalist is an Listen to that.
Another headline suggesting Trump would reject globalists, a phrase often used by the far right as an anti-Semitic slur.
These people, everything is anti-Semitic. Even though we literally have globalist Jews that hate God, hate America, and hate Christ. Just like we have globalist Germans, globalist, etc., right? No, that's how they shut this stuff down. You see, that's how they shut this stuff down.
German industrial strength and peace through strength. Another headline suggesting Trump would reject globalists, a phrase often used by the far right as an anti-Semitic slur. In a statement, Trump campaign's press secretary says this was not a campaign video.
I love how they have some useful idiot DEI black hire, right? Like reading the script, reading the propaganda. She's just a black slave. That's all she is. She's just a black slave without a thought of her own, just reading what she's told to read. I'm surprised she can even read, to be honest with you.
Strength and peace through strength. Another headline suggesting Trump would reject globalists, a phrase often used by the far right as an anti-Semitic slur. In a statement, Trump campaign's press secretary says this was not a campaign video. It was created by a random account online and reposted by a staffer who clearly did not see the word while the president was in court. But the campaign has not deleted the post, and it's not the first time Trump has used language similar to what Adolf Hitler once wrote. Just months ago, he declared immigrants are poisoning the blood of America.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what,
based.
What they've done.
This morning, the Biden campaign issuing a statement saying Donald Trump is not playing games. He's telling America exactly what he intends to do if he regains power, rule as a dictator over a unified Reich.
The Biden campaign calling this a pattern, noting in their statements that the former president had dinner with a white supremacist 2 years ago, and one said that there was very fine people on both sides after the white supremacist.
Of course, say his name, Nick Fuentes. Come on. Of course, okay. Of course, always with this, right? And then back to Charlottesville, and they got the woke black diversity hire, right? You are literally a slave, girl. You are a slave. You don't have a damn thought of your own. You are told what to say. Spew nothing but lies. You are told what to say. You are a slave.
The Biden campaign calling this a pattern, noting in their statements that the former president had dinner with a white supremacist 2 years ago, and one said that there was very fine people on both sides after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. We have asked the Trump campaign.
Yeah, because there was. What were those statements? Here we are again. It's always with the same crap that's been debunked millions of times. Look at just that's the face of low IQ DEI right there. That's the face of low IQ woke blacks. All over America, right there. That's the face. Right there. Skeet, skeet. Skeet, skeet. Skeet, skeet, mud trucker. Yeah. Skeet, skeet. We made it. We made it, dog. Here I is. Spewing nothing but lies. Unreal. I love how these woke black women, like, they always complain about white supremacy, right? They always complain about white women, always appropriating day culture, always appropriating day culture, but they're always straightening their hair, right? Like, black women don't have naturally straight hair like this. This is not natural. They do this on purpose, so they could look more like a white person, right? But when a white person, you know, likes anything about black culture, which, I mean, what is there to really like? I can't really think of anything. They don't believe in family. They hate their women. They love slaughtering their infants via abortion. They glorify degeneracy and the black-on-black crime. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't understand why a white person would want to be a Uyghur. I don't understand it. I don't. It makes no sense to me. I don't understand the thought process of the Uyghur. I don't understand it at all. Maybe we should interview a Uyghur one day. You know, maybe one of these days we'll bring a real life Uyghur onto the show, whether here or DH Live. We'll pluck one out of the wild and we'll just ask it a bunch of questions. Why are you a Uyghur? I don't understand it. Why do you talk like that? Why do you want to resemble something ghetto and low IQ? Why do you want to simulate a culture that makes you look barbaric and absolutely low class? Why are you doing this? When you were young and you started, you know, having dreams about your future, did that include simulating being a black person? I don't understand the mind of the Uyghur. Anybody, chat? Anybody understand? I don't know how I got on that, but he said there are fine people on both sides in Charlottesville. There were fine people. He was talking about a completely separate group of people that are not white supremacists, that were not there to commit acts of political violence. There were fine people on both sides. There were people on left and right that were not there interested in committing acts of political violence. How many times has that been debunked? But of course, the low IQ black just, you know, she spews what she's told to spew. Spews what she's told to spew. Read that teleprompter, girl. Read that teleprompter if you can. Read it, girl. We got some Gucci for you. Yeah, get that Gucci. Get that Gucci, Dolce and Gabbana. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Chanel, girl. You know what I'm saying, girl? Yeah, she ski ski.
And that the former president had dinner with a white supremacist 2 years ago, and one said that there was very fine people on both sides after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. We have asked the Trump campaign why this video has not been taken down. We have not heard back, Robin.
Well, this was yesterday, so it has been taken down. So let's take a look at this. People need to understand. So when I immediately saw this, I knew exactly what it was. So on the internet, for creators or digital graphic designers, video graphic designers, you can buy what are called templates, right? And templates are pre-made video sequences. And this is used all the time. This is used by YouTubers. This is used by political candidates. This is used by all kinds of content creators around the entire world. You can buy them. And a lot of these templates have like a lot of like the stock images on the sides. Like, and I mean templates, not just the images, like the actual video transitions. Like all of this is text that you could write in, right? This is a text that you write in. The images, you put the images in, and it renders it for you. But all of these images all on the side are part of... So this right here, this was not created by anybody in the Trump campaign. Okay, this right here was not created by anybody in the Trump campaign. Even whoever created this online simply just pulled a template. Now, I don't know if this was done intentionally to sabotage Trump. Whether it was done intentionally or someone just didn't pay attention to this. Yeah, whoever created it obviously didn't catch this, but whoever approved it should be fired too, because this is ridiculous. This is why I'm saying we really have to move with wisdom, because they will take this, and this is going to be a narrative until the election, guys. This is it. This is literally just handed to them. This was literally just handed directly to them. So that is a template. I've seen that hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Let me see if I could. I'll show you guys the template, but let's take a look at look how I'm telling you. Look. Even MSNBC, totally running with this because, you know, they're low IQ and retarded, and they have to. And of course, they got a woke black. They got a woke nappy head black, just, you know, spewing the lies. These low IQ, man, these low IQ diversity hires, they just don't even stop to think whether or not they are literally being used as a useful idiot puppet just to pander.
Reed, let's talk about this video post that appeared to promise a unified Reich under his next presidency. The video was now taken down, but it was on Trump's social media page. What is your reaction to this?
Well, as I wrote over at Substack this morning, Stephanie, we owe them no benefits of the doubt here. They did this. This was not an accident. This was not some junior staffer that has access to Trump's social media account. It's either him or Dan Scavino, the guy that started as a caddy with him so many years ago. And so what I would say is this is take them at their word. And remember, the Unified Reich piece was as crazy as we've seen, and that's saying something. But remember, they also called for closing the border and mass deportations in this video. So it wasn't exactly what I would say.
Oh, God forbid that we close the border and deport illegal criminal rapists and serial killers and murderers. God forbid. And pedophiles. Oh, God forbid. We need to check this guy's hard drive immediately. We need to check his hard drive immediately for child pornography.
Trying to hit that core suburban audience that he desperately needs this November. But I would say this, they want this kind of world for America. These aren't accidents. This isn't like the guy getting the wrong stock footage right out of from Getty.
It literally is.
Right out of accidents. This isn't like the guy getting the wrong stock footage right out of from Getty or wherever. They went looking for this stuff and they used it.
Reed, let's.
It literally is. Guys, I know that the Trump. I know that the Trump campaign does this. I know that the Trump campaign, some of their social media guys, they have influencer teams. I was contacted by them actually just the other day. Yeah, Trump campaign hit me. They hit me up. They want me to join some of their social media, whatever, you know, team. And they do this, and they have content creators. People make videos, whether they're like sitting in, whether they are like sitting in front of a camera talking about Trump, his policies, etc. Or if someone makes a video like that, that's how it works. And if they like it, then they'll throw it up on the Trump socials. They'll throw it up on the Trump socials. But whoever decided to post this, or whoever decided to green light this post, was not paying attention, because you do not allow something like this to go up, because this is the result. This is the result. No matter how many times we debunk it, they're going to run with it. They will run with it, and they'll get the puppet running with it too.
Next for America.
Is this on his official account? Wow. A unified Reich? That's Hitler's language. That's not America's. He cares about holding on to power. I care about you.
What's next for America?
I can't believe they needed... I cannot believe they needed Joe Biden to read off of a teleprompter to do a reaction video. Oh my God, bro.
Is this on his official account? Wow. A unified Reich? That's Hitler's language. That's not America's. He cares about holding on to power. I care about you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Joe Biden cares about me, guys. Joe Biden cares. Oh, my gosh. Joey, you are hilarious, bro. Oh, Joe Biden's a comedian. That's got to be the funniest thing Joe Biden said so far, honestly. Honestly, I don't know. I think probably the most based thing Joe Biden has ever said is telling Charlemagne the God, that black guy, that if you can't decide between me or Trump, you ain't black. That's got to be peak based Joe Biden right there. No lie. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it literally is a template. Let's see. I think I got some, I got a video that will show us right here. Yeah. So here's the template. Here, let me see if I could actually pull up the actual website so I could show you guys this. All right, here it is. There you go. Okay. Let's do this. We'll do this. Check this out. Look, here's the website, guys. This is it. This is literally. Oh, this is literally, bro. This is literally a template. It's from a website called elements.envato.com. Envato Elements. Elements.envato.com. Literally anybody. You know what, chat? I will literally put the link in the chat for you. Look, you could. You don't even take my word for it. You literally, you could use this right now for yourself. Look at chat. It's literally a template. Oh my gosh, it's got like old school World War One, World War Two news publications. See, in the template, newspaper vintage history headlines promo. All items, video templates, openers, right? So a lot of podcasters use this kind of stuff for their shows. Take your videos from concept to completion with Envato Elements. Millions of videos, music tracks, SFX, and more. Unlimited downloads, lifetime commercial licensing. New items added daily. Cancel anytime for free. So that retard on MSNBC is like, it's not like they just got a mistake into a Getty image or a stock photo. That's literally what it is. It's literally that. It was fan made. Oh, dude. Oh, you could literally subscribe. Look, you could subscribe for $16.50 a month for unlimited access. See, After Effects. This is all Adobe After Effects. This is all video graphic design. Look, I can play it. Look, guys. Look at it. There it is right there. Industrial strength significantly increased, driven by the creation of a unified Reich. See, it's the same. You could change the text when you put it into After Effects. But these are the stock images right here. Oh my gosh. Oh. There it is again. See, it's a stock image. There it is right there. German industrial strength significantly increased after 1871, driven by the creation of a unified Reich. It's literally just a headline from a stock image. Oh, dude. But there it is. See, unfortunately, the normies aren't going to dive deep into this to debunk it. And Democrats and the Uniparty, because it was both sides. I'm telling you, Republicans are not your damn friends. You had mainstream Rhino Republicans running with this, sticking it on Trump. They were running with this. They still are. When it's literally a stock video template with stock photos inside of it. That's so wild, dude. You guys want to see what fake news looks like? Look, we'll play this. Look. We'll play this back to back. Let's do this. Was it this? No, that's the. That's the black girl. That's the black girl. The black girl. Let's see. Check this out. Look, this is what fake news looks like.
Audience that he desperately needs this November. But I would say this. They want this kind of world for America. These aren't accidents. This isn't like the guy getting the wrong stock footage right out of from Getty or wherever. They went.
That's literally what it is. Stupid woke white guy on what was that, MSNBC? Oh my God. That's literally what it is. I could download the preview right now. Okay. Too easy to debunk, guys. Too easy to debunk. But what I will say is the Trump campaign or whoever is approving these posts really needs to vet what the hell is going up on his account, because it's one thing when these people just create lies. But when we are handing them ammunition, literally handing them ammunition to fire at Trump, that's not a winning strategy. That's not a winning strategy. That's careless. Excuse me. That's carelessness. And whoever approved that, I guarantee you is probably getting reprimanded in the Trump campaign, as they should. As they should. It's literally a template, dude. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's too much, dude. That's too much. All right, let's take a look at this. Guys, people, it's so crazy. It's so crazy to see the amount of like Joe Biden and the Biden administration is getting so trolled everywhere on the internet. And it is like, it's everything I knew would eventually happen when Biden was installed, but it's good to see. Video depicts Joe Biden communications team chaos after numerous speech blunders. Parody video. Let's take a look at this. I haven't watched this, but let's see here.
Yes, I'm watching. Did he just say that he's humbled to receive this organization? Yeah, I heard it. He said that he's cracking down on corporate landlords who keep rents down. He just called people who were involved in January 6th erectionists. He was supposed to say blood bath, okay? Not bloodshed. Did he just say that he saved $800,000 per year for families and premiums? $800,000? It was supposed to be $800. Yeah, it's NAACP, not NAAC. I can't do this anymore. I mean, I get PTSD every time the guy comes on stage, okay? Yeah, I know. He just said that He was vice president during the pandemic. Inspiring, not insuppressing. I don't even know what insuppressing is. I am not getting paid enough. What are we going to do with the debates? I mean, this is... We had to issue 9 corrections for 1 speech. What? That was 19 minutes long. I'm nauseous. Like, I'm seriously... No, I feel sick. Where's the...
The conservative mama. Shout out to the conservative mama. That literally, that's gotta be it. Honestly, it must be extremely stressful working for the Biden administration's PR team. It must be extremely stressful. Literally walking on eggshells working for that damn administration. Not even exaggerating. Not even exaggerating, dude. Not at all. Oh my gosh, dude. That was good. That was good. But see, but that's what I'm saying is like this is only really opening up. This is only really opening up people to how seriously bad things really are. And it's good. It's good. I hate that it's happening. I hate that it's happening. But it's good. I hate that it's happening. But it's good because it's waking people up. It is definitely waking people up. All right. Let's take a look at... I wanted to review this with you guys because it was going viral, like million views viral. But let's take a look at this. More TDS. Bill Maher has Trump derangement syndrome meltdown on Gutfeld. Real-time host Bill Maher, claimed during a Monday appearance on Gutfeld that former President Trump, who will officially be named the Republican nominee for president at the July RNC, wouldn't concede if he lost the election November. Following Gret Gutfeld's opening monologue, Maher agreed about the importance of conversations with those who disagree politically, but qualified the remarks that though he and the Fox News host agree on some things, they aren't exactly aligned on the most important thing. Oh, well, what do you mean, Bill? What do you mean, Bill?
So far, so fun?
I have a few quibs.
Okay, go for it. Quib away, Mr. Quib.
Well, I mean, I agree that it's great that we're talking. I agree that we agree on some things.
Mm-hmm.
We're not exactly aligned on the most important things,
mm-hmm.
which is basically Trump is someone who does not concede elections. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
You don't seem to see it that way. That's the most important thing that's going on in this country. He didn't concede the last election. He's not going to concede this election.
You don't know that. You don't see into the future, Bill. I don't see your crystal ball.
Yeah, I did. I did, because I was the only one who was talking about that way back when. And everybody said, oh, you smoke too much pot. Turned out I smoked just the right amount of pot.
There's no right amount.
But can you really picture this guy going, you know what? I lost. That's it.
He did. He left.
He left because he had to leave, because he couldn't.
Yes, but that's how it works.
Well,
what do you think? He's going to, like, board up the White House, pull a straw dog with Dustin Hoffman?
Well, last time he thought the other Republicans would back him up.
Mm.
When he called that guy in Georgia and said, I need 11,000 votes. I want you to find
him. He said, find. He didn't say create. He said find.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not. You don't say on an Easter egg
find
hunt,
them that...
I want you to create
some
Easter
boys,
eggs.
Boys, we have a show here.
All right, Dr. Drew.
Okay. Boys. I mean, my
Settle
favorite
this.
Show to, of television ever to do was Politically Incorrect.
Which you stole. This is exactly what it looked like, except the difference was Politically Incorrect was purposely mixing people with different viewpoints.
Which is what we're doing.
T- tonight.
Yes. This is why it doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm kidding.
No.
So, yeah. Dr. Drew,
yes, sir.
You're really good at diagnosing mental illness.
Okay.
What is Bill's problem?
Wow. I feel
it does feel personal about Trump with Bill.
It's not.
It feels that way.
No, I don't think so.
Personal.
No. It's just a difference of opinion.
He did sue me.
Did he sue you?
Of course.
Well, I didn't know that.
Really?
No.
He's here in news?
You? Yes. I don't follow everything in your life, Bill.
Right. Well, that was kind of... Yes, he sued me because I said he possibly was the son of an orangutan.
Oh. Mm.
Because we showed the picture, he looks exactly like the hair color. It looks exactly like an orangutan.
You know what's interesting as far as it pertains to Orange? He has always been the stand-up politician, right? But now he's sort of heading towards Carrot Top. Mm. Some of that stuff he's doing at the podium with the tic-tacs and everything. He's really becoming a... comedian at the podium.
Well, he's you know what? He realizes that he's winning. I think that's bothering you, Bill.
Well, it is bothering me because, again, he's an insurrectionist who doesn't believe in democracy, so of course it's bothering me. And of course he's also insane and a criminal and stupid.
Except for that,
Bill. But I got to say,
except for that, I'll vote for him.
Like, what works for him? Like when that clip you just showed. I mean, look, he's almost the same age as Biden, but Biden presents as old,
yeah,
ancient.
Yes.
That does not look old.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
He does not present as old.
Yeah,
I mean he's like Kiss. He puts on the wig and the face paint, and it's 1976 all over again.
Oh, those were the days. Dana, let's bring you in here
as the other orange one.
Yes, that really is bright. I'm just thinking about Tang.
I love Tang.
If we can sit here and have a conversation, why can't other Americans?
I think
do the same?
Most Americans are.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this is actually online, and that it is people thinking that America is so polarized. When in your daily life, if you get offline and you see people in the grocery, there's a smile. You share a smile. Like I know that there are people that would never, maybe at a school board meeting, right? Those get contentious, and you could.
My God, is this woman drunk? She like coked out or drunk. She's slurring her words. What is going on here?
If you get offline and you see people in the grocery store, there's a smile. You share a smile. Like I know that there are people that would never, maybe at a school board meeting, right? Those get contentious, and you could feel like nobody agrees with me. And I hear that a lot. But I'm like, I look around. I'm like, actually, I don't think people are that much at each other's throats. We in the media tend to exacerbate that. One of the things that Bill had over the weekend on his show was Nellie Bowles.
Yeah.
She is a co-founder of the Free Press, independent media. They're doing some great work over there.
Yeah.
And she was also selling a book. In her book, she writes about her politics, she believes, is a lot like other people's, which is not so much doctrine, but exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And that people are just looking for some good common sense, which is what you're trying to talk about here. We are plugging
your book. Can you just calm down, Bill?
We will get you back. But I don't think people are.
Now I understand all the rumors about you are true.
I don't know what that means. we are polarized. I don't think we can deny that. The point is that we can also be friends.
That's it.
Right. We can't. Let's not pretend that these disagreements are not profound.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, okay, they are profound, but you know what? There's 90 other things we could talk about which we wouldn't disagree on. And I can't hate you. I've said it a million times. You can hate Trump. You can't hate all the people who like him.
Mm-hmm.
It's half the country.
Yeah.
And I am certainly not blind to Donald Trump's faults. I get it, why people choose to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who's conservative once said to me, what you don't get, you liberals don't get about Trump, is that we don't like him either.
Mm-hmm.
We just see him as a bulwark against the nonsense on the left. And I understand that,
mm-hmm.
because there is a lot of nonsense on the left, and that's in my book, too.
Yes.
My book.
Your book.
Pat, is there anything you want to get off your chest?
Oh. There's nothing on my chest. But I do disagree with something you said, Bill, which is that there's no difference of opinion on the show, because I disagree with Greg about a lot of stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never in my life voted for a Democrat or a Republican, and I I don't think I ever will, because I'm just a small government person and neither side is offering me that. I vote for the third party.
And the third party?
Yeah, I vote Libertarian. And you know what? If you want to give a shit for that, it certainly wouldn't be the first time I heard that.
No, fine.
People, I mean, I get people at my, coming at me on both sides.
So she's a libertarian, so she's probably a whore.
That's for sure. And people think, or they'll say I'm a moderate, which I'm not a moderate. I'm for very...
Yeah, we know you're probably a whore. You don't believe in any type of standards or morality.
All government. But I have so many friends.
You're heartless.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I wish. My life would be way... I live a passionate life full of love.
True.
But I think that... Thank you. Thank you.
Well done, Kat. Well done.
I do have so many. Obviously, I work here. I have a lot of friends who are Republican, very conservative. I have a lot of friends.
God, the virtue signaling on Fox News is cringe. It's repulsive.
They're very liberal in my real life, but people.
Okay, we get it. You're a liberal woman. We get it. You're a Fox News liberal woman. We get it. You are literally the problem. You see? These feminist boss girl retards.
Sometimes who like watch a show like this, they'll be like, how is that possible?
You're right.
But it's actually so easy.
She's literally telling you she's a liberal. She's literally telling you she's a liberal.
But you know what? You said something on this show a few weeks ago that just stayed with me.
But this is the problem with this is what the woke right does. That's how the woke right gets created. Oh, yay, the liberals that don't believe in any morality at all. Oh, I guarantee you she's for sodomy. Oh, she's fine. She's okay. She's fine. She's one of us. That's how the woke right has been created. She's literally telling you she's a liberal. Ugh, Fox News. I can't stand this.
Wish. My life would be way. I live a passionate life full of love. But I think that. Thank you. Thank you.
Well done, Kat. Well done.
I do have so many. Obviously, I work here. I have a lot of friends who are Republican, very conservative. I have a lot of friends who are very liberal in my real life. But people sometimes who like watch a show like this, they'll be like, how is that possible?
You're right.
But it's actually so easy.
But you know what? You said something on this show a few weeks ago that just stayed with me.
Yeah, these women don't say anything. What did she say? She literally said nothing.
You said some of us have not gotten over COVID yet.
Yeah, that's true.
And the bitterness.
Let's all unify. Let's all unify with the communists and the pedophiles. Yay, let's unify. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks, woman. Please stop talking. I don't want to unify with communists, globalists, and pedophiles.
It's that the excesses that COVID left behind are fueling some of this acrimony. Mm. There are many of us.
I got to work with Dr. Drew soon. I'd like to interview this guy. This guy's a very interesting character in the mainstream media.
Just can't get over what they were able to do.
Way to shoehorn the medical part into this, Doc.
Yeah.
Right?
And you were, I mean, you know that personally, but we got to move on.
All right.
Yes, let's please move on. Ugh. I can't watch Fox News, guys. I just can't. It's way too watered down. They have these feminist women all over. See, it's like a virtue. It's this right wing. That's the woke right, guys. That woman right there, that is what woke right is. Right there. I'm a liberal. Oh, yay, that's great. Come on in. I could unify everybody. The homosexuals, that's great. Let's unify everybody. Let's unify with the sodomites and the pedophiles. I'm a libertarian. Let's not draw a line anywhere. Guarantee you that woman is a whore, dude. Is a literal whore. She's literally telling you she's a liberal. And then you'll have retards in MAGA. They're like, oh, that's awesome. Whoa, that's based. That's based. She's a based one. Let her in. Come on. And those are the people that are pushing homosexuality, everything throughout MAGA, throughout the America First movement. That's how the woke right is created right there. That's how the woke right is created. Right, that right there, those feminist liberals, right? That Fox News lets in, or TPUSA, or PragerU, right? Conic. They guys, these women are everywhere. I used to work for these student organizations. They are everywhere. They are the worst. They're whores. They believe in abortion. They love homosexuality. They are the worst feminists. Anything but Christian. Ugh. Ugh. Cringe. Cringe, dude. That's cringe. That's what I'm saying. Bro,
You will literally have people within MAGA that watch that. I'm like, oh, that's sick. That's sick because she's hot. Oh, yeah. She's hot. Look at her. Look, she looks like a hot teacher. Look at her with her glasses. Oh, yeah. She got that Lauren Boebert thing going on. Oh, let her in. Let her in. I can go jack off to her later. Let her in. We're going to make America great again. Christ is king. Let her in. It's totally fine. When she's literally telling you she's a libertarian, she's a liberal. Those people oppose Christ. They oppose God's law, standards, and restrictions on society. Ugh. This is why I don't watch Fox News. I can't stand it. It's just too much. It's cringe. It's like the WWE. And I love the WWE, but in terms of like information and like world news and intel, nah, no thanks. No thanks. Well, speaking of America First, tonight's episode is brought to you by ammosquared.com/LFA. ammosquared.com/LFA. For all my gun owners out there, listen up. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. While your ammunition grows slowly over time, it stocks up and is stored for free while it builds up. Then it's shipped wherever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared, ammosquared.com/LFA. It is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing. Pick your calibers, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammunition builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It's very budget-friendly. It's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable. Buy it as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Ammo Squared is a unique way to invest in ammunition. Buy low and dollar cost average over time, then cash out when prices rise or take delivery and skip the high prices in the market. So go to ammosquared.com/LFA, ammosquared.com/LFA to support the broadcast today, And as always, guys, make sure to support me on my personal Rumble channel, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. The link is in the chat, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. The link is in the chat. We go live in T-minus 3 hours, 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern. And we have a very special guest on tonight. So join me tonight. The legendary Roger Stone will be on Drew Hernandez live right at the top of the hour. The legendary Roger Stone will be joining me. 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Link is in the chat. Make sure tune in tonight. You are not going to want to miss this interview. I love listening to Roger Stone break it down. But hey, if you love what you heard here tonight on Based America, subscribe to this channel. Smash the like button, destroy the like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, please share it absolutely everywhere. We appreciate all your participation in the Intel War, and we love you. And don't go anywhere. Speaking of Roger Stone, he is up next here on LFA. Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone here on LFA. And then you'll get me and Roger again tonight on Drew Hernandez Live, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. I'll see you guys in a few hours. And if I don't tonight, I'll see you guys here again on Based America. Salute.